Yes, Mr. McIntosh, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Just give me one moment while I fill out a little bit of paperwork, and then we'll get started with this parole hearing. Okay, sir, can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
My name is Walter McIntosh, Walter Leslie McIntosh, DOC number 101037.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for 31412A parole hearing to consider regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. You cannot see us, but we have a five-member panel. We have the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. I'll begin your hearing with a summary. Mr. Walter McIntosh is 46 years old. He was certified eligible by the Arizona Department of Corrections for 31412A, regular parole, absolute discharge, and home arrest. Crime of first-degree murder occurred on or about April 18, 1992. The aforementioned crime included a sexual assault. He was approximately 21 years old at the time of the offense. Mr. McIntosh pled guilty, was sentenced to life imprisonment or death on October 15, 1993. He has not appealed his conviction. Mr. McIntosh has been 31412A parole eligible since May 21st, 2017. Mr. McIntosh, can you hear me clearly?
Majority of it, yes, sir.
Am I sounding correct so far?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I will read a summary of the offense in question. On June 18, 1993, according to the pre-sentencing report, Mr. McIntosh was heading north on I-17, hitchhiking, and had camped out on Friday night near the freeway. Early next morning, he continued hitchhiking, and the victim gave him a ride near the Happy Valley Road exit, which is also near the Adobe Mountain Detention Center. Mr. McIntosh and the victim spent the day drinking together at Black Canyon City, Curtis Junction, and Camp Verde. Mr. McIntosh stated that the victim asked him to return to Phoenix with her, but he maintained he wanted to continue on to Kentucky, where he was going to relocate and find employment. When night came, the victim took Mr. McIntosh to the motel at Curtis Junction, where Mr. McIntosh was planning to spend the night. Mr. McIntosh stated he frankly was under the impression that although the victim was going to return to Phoenix, they were going to have sex together first. When it became apparent that that was not the victim's intention and that she wanted to leave, Mr. McIntosh stated that he just kind of snapped. He maintained that he didn't plan or think. He just did what he did, which was assault the victim, restrain her with a rope, wrap the rope around her neck, and have sex with her. In the process, the victim died. According to Mr. McIntosh's institutional progress report, he's had limited programming between 1999 and 2014 with a limited release plan, which includes seeking work through Arizona Work Program and Housing at Reborn Assistance. He has a moderate disciplinary history in ADC from 1994 through 2015, with his last major on September 10, 2008 for extortion. This is his first hearing before the board. He has no letters of support from family, friends, or community. It should be noted that Mr. McIntosh has an adult criminal history dating back to 1990, including a conviction for burglary and larceny. The incident offense, which his hearing is dedicated, represents an escalation of criminal behavior. It should be noted that there is a detailed psychological evaluation from October 1993 in his parole package. This all being stated, Mr. McIntosh, this is your first time?
Yes, sir.
Before all five members of this board, we'd like to get to know you. So can you tell us in your own words about the offense that resulted in your incarceration, sir?
Could you repeat that again for me, please?
Yes. this is your first time before all five members of this board.
Yes, sir.
We'd like to get to know you. So can you tell us in your words about the offense that resulted in your incarceration?
I was, on this particular day, I was distraught with family problems, and I took my anger out on her. I take full responsibility for what I have done. I'm a little nervous, so please excuse.
Well, that's understandable, sir. This is your first time before the board.
I was intoxicated, not only of alcohol, but also of drugs. And I, not knowing that what should be done, again, I take the full responsibility for what I've done, and I'm very sorry for what I've done. And I was angry, distraught with myself, for I had no goals, no life, no. I felt like I was following in my father's footsteps. Pretty much that's all I can say about myself now, or back then. Now I've changed. I've taken classes to understand where my anger comes from, and knowing what to do, when to do it, to prevent myself from doing it again. I hope the board understands that I am, I've changed. I really have.
Well, I appreciate your candor with the board, sir. Again, I recognize that this is your first time before this board, and I understand that you're a little nervous. We have some notes here on your programming. It seems like that you haven't had any programming since 2014. Is there any other programming you've had that we're not accounting for based on the information that's been provided by the Department of Corrections?
Everything that I have sent to you is pretty much what I have accomplished throughout the 25 years of me being in. I got my GED through the time. I've done the alcohol education program, cultural diversity, stress management, sex offense education class, one and two, an art therapy aspect to understand ways to remove my stress, and a work-based education courses, a few of them, through the time I've been in. I just recently finished a WB course, work-based education for business.
When did you take that, sir?
Just recently, in the last, I would say, 2 years. Let me double check my notes real quick right here. Right here, I have done it 10-31-14.
Okay.
That was my last education other than my working.
Thank you for providing that information. According to your release plans, there's a note that you plan on utilizing Arizona at work.
And can you repeat that again?
According to your release plans, you have a notation that you plan on utilizing the Arizona at work program?
Yes, I have. I'm seeking housing as well as work, if possible, with the Arizona Work Program to help me place myself in whatever position that is available for me.
And also there's a note here that you plan on saving money for housing at Reborn Assistance. So have you been saving money, sir?
I just recently did, because that one time I did not see a light at the end of the tunnel because I didn't see parole. And now I'm here, and it's like, what do I do now? The only thing I have is the $50 that DOC saved for me at the moment. If given time, I know I could get enough money to get for rent and so for this matter.
How about this, sir? Do you have any friends, community, or family support outside of the criminal, pardon me, outside of the prison system?
All my family members have refused to acknowledge me, so I'm walking out with whatever's on my back and with whoever it is that wishes to help me.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Yes, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Mr. McIntosh, I noted somewhere, and we did a lot of paperwork, I noted that there's restitution owed in about $4,675, maybe. That's an amount that was shown here. Has any of that been paid?
I was told through the courts that will start being paid the instant that I get released.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. Any other questions from fellow board members? Yes, Dr. Wright.
Thank you so much, Honorable Mr. Cavanis. Mr. McIntosh, just a few questions. You made a statement, I believe, and this is a quote that you made just a few moments ago, and you said that you, at the time, you did not, or that you were farming in your father's footsteps.
Yes,
What did you mean by your father's footsteps, sir?
My father, he taught me from a very young age that women were objects, and all they were meant to be is barefoot and pregnant. In the last 25 years, I have learned that every person has a thought, every person has emotions, and that I need to take in consideration everyone's feelings and thoughts at that very moment.
Okay, sir. Now, speaking of the incident offense itself, as I understand it by reading the pre-sentence report and listening to the summary by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, a question is whether this act that took place, the incident offense itself, with this female, was this, I believe you stated that it was anger. Was this anger or was this sexual gratification? What was really in your mind at that particular time? Were you angry, or were you just saw this as being a sex act, sir?
At the moment, I thought it was going to be a sex act. Then it turned into an anger act.
Why did it turn into an anger act, sir?
Because I felt that I was being disrespected at the time as being treated like one of my family members has been treating me.
Okay, sir. My next question is, do take note that you had a number of, at least two, maybe more than two, courses or counseling as it relates to sexual behavior. Based upon what you've learned from those classes, what are the triggers that you have identified, the reason that you did it, and the reason that you wouldn't do something like this again when you are released, sir?
One of the triggers would be on me would be to make sure I'm clarified on what it is that the intent is? And if the answer is no, then that's what it will be, and I move on. And if I am frustrated at the moment or angry at the moment, I need to make sure that I walk away and talk to someone that is willing to talk to me about my issues at the time.
Okay, sir. And may I just ask this final question? And you don't have to answer this question if you don't want to. Have you been on any type of medication, sir, to deal with your situation?
No.
Okay. And have you taken any program on anger management, sir?
I have taken stress management because that's the only course that they have provided for me in the facilities that I have been at.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you so very much, sir, and I appreciate having the opportunity to speak with you. And thanks so very much, Honorable Mr. Kiwanis.
Thank you, Dr. White. Any further questions? Yes, Mr. Johnson.
Sir, I just want to make sure I get something a little clear in my own mind. And then throughout the report, it talks about some abuse of you by your family, and you said that her actions reminded you how your family had been treating you. However, according to the pre-sentence report and information that we have, it appears that this lady was doing quite the opposite, that she picked you up while you were hitchhiking, asked her if you were crazy, you told her no, and you and her drove around and stopped and got something to eat, went to a couple of bars and had some drinks. I mean, it sounds like it's quite the opposite of the way that your family was treating you, sir.
No, you were correct at that moment. My mind wasn't in a rightful mindset, and I misunderstood, and it is all on me on that matter there, not on the victim of my crime. Without being raised, and I'm not using it as an excuse here, but without being raised and properly understanding what a true proper situation is, all I can do is take the blame because it is my fault and live with my consequences. And I am very sorry for what I have done.
Okay, so I'm going to, and you correct me, I'm just going to try to make sure I understand what you're saying, is that the victim was being nice to you, and mistaken that for her wanting to do something else with you instead of just being a nice person?
Yes, sir.
And when she decided not to, that she didn't want to have sexual intercourse with you, that's when you became angry?
Yes, sir.
So sir, what have you done to control that, to understand if someone's being nice to you, that, you know, they're being nice to this lady?
Seeing it for what it is, seeing it for what it is, and trying to accept it, and if I'm not for sure exactly if the person is being nice towards me, ask particular questions to make sure that I'm understanding what it is that's being said or done towards me.
Okay, Mr. McIntosh, thank you, sir.
Not a problem.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any further questions from fellow board members? Okay, Mr. McIntosh, I'm going to make a quick check here in the boardroom to see if we have any inmate supporters or victim representatives. Just to double check, we have some people in the room, and I have nothing on our list, but I want to make sure in the interest of the integrity of this hearing. Mr. McIntosh, we're getting close to the end of this hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make before the board goes into discussion. We ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing, so is there anything you would like to share?
That I am sorry for what I've done, and I have to live with what I have done for the rest of my life.
Thank you, Mr. McIntosh. The board is going into discussion now. It may sound like we're having a discussion with you, especially because we're on the telephone and you can't see us, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself in the open before we come to our individual votes and make a decision. So if you'll just remain on the phone, you can listen in on the discussion, and we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I appreciate that Mr. McIntosh takes responsibility for his actions and has shown remorse, and I find that meaningful. In this case, we can't forget that there is a victim of what can be described as a heinous crime. And again, this is a crime that represents a escalation in criminal behavior, at least at the time of Mr. McIntosh's development, approximately 25 years ago. Ultimately, he has a limited release plan, limited programming up until 2014, although I do appreciate again that he has taken some programming, but it seems to have ended around 2014, and little in the way of resources and outside support, and I think that's where I'd like to begin the discussion before we move forward. Yes, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Quinones. I'm hearing a positive attitude. I mean, a real, I don't want to say lack of concern that he doesn't have support in the community, but I'm hearing him say, I will do it. You know, I will make it somehow. I'm also hearing remorse, and I would just note that he had several drug tests during his course of prison, and there's been apparently no evident drug use in prison. He does seem to have some programming, and sometimes, in my background with the Department of Corrections, sometimes that's an indication that those programs aren't available near the person's house. So we can't always necessarily expect them to complete programs if they're not available. But I haven't checked that out in this particular case. I'm concerned about the restitution, but as Mr. McIntosh said, he didn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Now he's starting to see the light at the end and realizes he's got to start saving money, and it sounds like he has, or he's made a resolution to do that. I think, again, recognizing there was a victim in this crime, but I think Mr. McIntosh is someone who, if not today, could be considered, now that he's kind of got his mind focused around this, could be considered for whether 6 months or a year from now, providing he's got kind of got his act together and got a little better plan. Without, he has no family support, so he's got to do it himself. But thank you, Mr. Quinones.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. And before we move forward, I think you make some very good points. Especially, I failed to mention that it would seem in his youth history that he had at least some alcohol issues, and it looks like that he has stayed away from substance abuse inside the Department of Corrections, and I think that's a good note. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Johnson.
I agree with Mr. Rittenhouse. I think that he does sound as though he is remorseful for what he did and taking responsibility for his actions. I think that maybe at some point, I'm not sure that he's quite made that turn of where he needs to be safely released back out into the community. And I say that because this is a situation where he did say, and the reason I asked him the questions about his family and being mistreated by his family. But this victim was a young lady who was being exceptionally nice to him and taking him around and being friends with him. And his statement that why he would not feel the way that he does, and he didn't, he's leaning toward that direction, but he's not quite there. He has repeated several times that he's trying to learn how to accept it when, you know, someone tells him no, or accept why, you know, they're doing something, but he just hasn't got there. I'm not convinced that he's gotten to that point where he's learned to accept that. And by his own statement, he continually said several times that he's trying to get to that point, and that does not necessarily mean that he's reached it, but he's trying to get there to that point. So I think that at some point, you know, he will be at that point. I just don't believe that he's at that point now. And this is an incident where the lady was being nice, and, you know, he placed a rope around her neck and choked her and released her. And then when she began to be conscious again, he, you know, tightened the rope and began to choke her some more. And that concerns me. If he's not at a point to where he understands that when a person says no, that means no, just to be able to accept that, especially if they've been nice to him up until that period of time.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Neal.
I pretty much agree with everybody so far, but I'm on the release plan. For one thing, I just couldn't support any kind of release now because he doesn't have any money saved up to pay his rent. And he needs to be in a facility where he can get some more programming once he gets out. That's another thing, issue that kind of makes my hair stand up is, and I understand that he might not have any availability for anger management in the facility he's at, but he's not really talked about putting that into his release plan, that he wants to get some specific assistance with anger management, and this whole case revolves around not being able to control his anger. But also, for 25 years, he had very little programming for the amount of time he's been in there. Now, I don't know what's available where he's at, and that may be all that's there. But again, with that minimal programming, I think that he should have it in his release plan. What he intends to do about helping, getting some more programming like that. And his explanation on how he plans on controlling his anger is, to me, is very weak, and it doesn't seem to have a good handle on it. But I think he's close to that point where he can turn it around completely, but he needs more time to come up with a better plan. And rather than, you know, saying, okay, he'll be released when he saves up his money, I think he should come back with a better plan and represent himself at a future time.
Thank you, Mr. Newman. Doctor?
Well, I think that this is a very unfortunate situation that we find ourselves in. I think that this is, you know, in reading, you know, his information that's been presented to the board, this was a family situation that he found himself in, and I know that he feels now that he has cured himself of whatever that situation was with his stepfather, and something with his mother's situation as well. However, I think for us to even consider releasing him at this time, it may be pushing the envelope just a little bit, because for him to go out after being incarcerated for 25 years, he really needs some real counseling and some real reentry training, in particular because I'm still not sure that he's quite turned yet. He's getting there, but it's going to take a little more, I think a great deal more, for him to really become that productive citizen. And we do want whoever we release to at least have the potential that they will be a productive citizen. We cannot predict, because we never know, but I think that in looking at him at this particular time, he's not ready to be released, in my one board member's opinion. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes fall. I move to deny regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest for Mr. Walter McIntosh, ADC number 101037, and I'm also asking for a 1-year set off.
Second.
Agree.
In just 1 second, I'll follow up with the reasons for denial. The reason for denial are as follows. That is a serious and violent offense, loss of human life, serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, serious bodily injury, history of, pardon me, I checked the wrong box. Prior criminal history, he was a repeat offender. We don't have a disciplinary since 2015. But I will consider that reason for the last 2 years. I will say that with respect that he has received programming, and I do recognize what Ms. Rittenhouse said about whether or not there was the availability of programming, but it just seems that there hasn't been programming in the last 3 years, specifically to, there was stress management, but not anger management. Poor release plan, in as much that it is limited, and no family community support system. Is there anything else that any board member would like to add? Yes, I did. Okay, Mr. McIntosh, the board has moved to deny regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. There's a 1-year set off until your next hearing, and we stated our reasons. Are they clear to you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Well, we want to thank you for appearing before this board. We find your sense of responsibility, your remorse, the fact that it seems that you have stayed away from substance abuse and the programming that you have undertaken in these years meaningful, to include receiving your GED, and we encourage you to continue on your path to self-development and wish you the best. This hearing has been concluded. And this will end the hearing. Thank you, Mr. McIntosh.
Yes, sir.